Warmly welcomes the delegation of Nauru to the second cycle of the UPR, and thanks the delegation for the presentation of the national report. The Philippines lauds Nauru for its willingness to take steps towards the ratification of a number of international human rights instruments, despite its financial and human resource constraints. As a fellow climate change vulnerable state, the Philippines understands how difficult it is for Nauru to address the negative impacts of climate change to the human rights of its people. We welcome Nauru's commitment to the promotion and protection of the rights of persons with disabilities and its comprehensive framework to improve the quality of their lives and their full and equal participation as citizens. We share concerns over reported abuses in Nauru immigration detention facilities and encourage the authorities to look into this. The delegation recommends that Nauru consider the following. 1. Establish concrete measures to guarantee that the rights of asylum seekers and refugees are upheld, particularly women and children in immigration detention or processing centers. 2. Continue with its efforts to address climate change and its adverse effects on people's livelihood and health, while ensuring that all climate action is guided by its human rights obligations. And 3. Continue to seek capacity-building assistance, guidance, and technical support from the UN and regional partners to fulfill its human rights obligations. We wish Nauru a successful review.